you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. A weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Let me just start out the show by telling you how much my wife and I really appreciate your prayers for her. Well, for those of you who didn't hear me explain this during last week's show, my wife Cindy was diagnosed with a skin melanoma on her upper left arm, and I asked for prayer for her. And let me tell you, we felt those prayers. We really did. You know, in my line of work, I interact with people from all walks of life, and I'm fairly close to several spiritual skeptics, you know, people who call themselves agnostics or atheists, whatever. They're just people who don't believe in God or a higher power, if you will. And I try to be respectful of their feelings without abandoning my own core beliefs about God. So if you fall in that camp and you don't pray or don't believe in prayer, I'm okay with that. I must admit, I do wish you enjoyed the peace of mind I get when I pray, but to each his or her own. No judgment here. Nonetheless, Cindy and I did feel those prayers that you offered for her, and the surgery was a complete success. The people at MD Anderson are just wonderful. They're incredible. They made the whole process as easy as humanly possible anyway. But anytime you go through something like that, it's going to be stressful, and it was. It wasn't just physically draining. It was emotionally draining. And yes, spiritually draining, too. Of course, when Cindy went to MD Anderson for the surgery, I took the day off. She tried to say, oh, I can do this alone, but I just kind of cocked my head to one side, lifted an eyebrow, and said, child, please, if you think you're going through this without me, you done gone all Cheech and Chong on me here. So the night before the surgery, MD Anderson called and told Cindy, you need to be here at 5:30 tomorrow. My wife's jaw dropped. It was at least a couple of full seconds before she finally said, you mean like 5:30 in the morning? It should be noted at this point, getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning is what my wife calls getting up at the crack of dawn. This, of course, from the woman who's been married to a man who got up at 3 a.m. every weekday to be on the radio at 5, and I did that for 35 years, I might add. I can even remember a few rare occasions when I would arrive home early, like 10 a.m., and Cindy would just be drinking her first cup of coffee. So the mere thought of having to be at MD Anderson at 5:30 in the morning, I think that was more daunting to her than the surgery itself. At any rate, old early riser Randy got her there. I got up at 4 a.m., which is nothing unusual for me, after all. But in my old age, I suffer from something called restless leg syndrome. It's not really any big deal, but sometimes it keeps me awake at night. And wouldn't you know it, the night before I have to get up in the middle of the night for the first time in, what, 8 years since I was fired, my restless leg kept me up till 2 a.m. So I started the day with 2 hours of sleep. We arrived right on time. Radio guys learn to be on time. And right after 7 a.m., they wheeled Cindy into surgery. I was so early, I was the only one in the waiting room for the first hour or so. I pulled out a laptop and did some work for Edgewater Studios, and around 10, they told me to head to the recovery room. We spent another hour or two there, and the nurses and her surgeon, Dr. Ross is his name, they were just fantastic. They told us everything went just as planned, and one nurse made Cindy relax. More importantly, she made her laugh. And we left MD Anderson around noon and headed home, and I started working in my home office. My wife finally just walked in and said, you should just go to the studio because I'm fine. So I did, and I worked all afternoon. Then our grandson's Little League game was that night, and I'm the dugout coach. My son Derek is the manager. So again, Cindy encouraged me to go. The game ended around 8, and I got takeout from one of our favorite places, Lopez Mexican Restaurant in Stafford. But as I was driving home, I realized how very tired I was. After we ate dinner, we sat down and tried to watch TV, but I just kept falling asleep in my recliner. So after one show, I finally just gave up and said, I'm going to bed. I slept really well, and about 8.5 hours at that, which is unusually long for me. But when I got up the next day and headed into Edgewater Studios to get some work done, the realization hit me again. I was still exhausted. I just felt rotten. Well, no, that's not right. That's an exaggeration. Let me amend that. I didn't feel bad. I just didn't feel good. Does that make sense? Have you ever felt that way? And as I was thinking about the last 24 hours and how I was feeling, you know, physically and emotionally, my mother's voice echoed in my mind. Now, let me just say, I was a difficult child, especially for a woman like my mother. Mom was a very cultured woman. She was highly accomplished, straight-A student, Miss Fort Worth one year. She had a very refined, genteel personality, like her father, my grandfather. I, on the other hand, was a Tasmanian devil. You know, type A all the way. I bounced off the walls and bounced from one thing to the next and no regard for the consequences. And that drove my mother crazy. I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard my mother say to me, Randy, act your age. And it was in that moment, driving to Edgewater Studios last week, that I heard my mother's voice in my head once again. Randy, act your age. But at the age of 69, it had an entirely new meaning, you know? I just had to laugh at the irony of it. But it still rang true. Very, very true indeed. Yeah, I wasn't 40 or even 50 years old, but I just couldn't physically do the things I used to do when I was younger. The lack of sleep, the long day of work, the emotional stress of the surgery, all of that just caught up with me, and I just needed to slow down and take it easy. Randy, act your age. So after I got some work done, I just went home and watched sports for the rest of the day. But something else occurred to me in that moment. I recognized how much healing power there was in the laughter that nurse in the recovery room had given us the day before. Just when the sheer emotional weight of everything was crushing down on us, that nurse made my wife laugh, and that had as much to do with her short-term recovery as any medicine could provide. Laughter is powerful medicine. It does heal the body and the mind and the spirit and the soul. I firmly believe, in fact, that's why so many people loved the Hudson and Harrigan show all those years I worked on it with my old buddy Fred Olson. We just made people laugh, and that laughter was medicine. For the mind, the body, the spirit, the soul. Here's hoping the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show does that for you, too. And before this segment escapes me entirely, let's do talk about what to expect on today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, shall we? Over the 2+ years we've been on the air, I've heard from more than one listener who said they really enjoyed hearing amateur chefs more than professional chefs. And I think I know why. Well, I'm an amateur too, so I've noticed that professional chefs approach the cooking process with an expectation that everybody already understands certain cooking techniques or concepts, so sometimes they don't really explain things in detail. On the other hand, at-home chefs or backyard chefs, they don't think that way. So a lot of times, they'll go into greater detail. They'll explain the cooking process in more basic terms that are easier for us amateurs to understand. So I think that's why so many listeners actually prefer hearing interviews with at-home or backyard chefs. So today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, that's what we're going to do. We're going to feature two at-home or backyard chefs who will at least try to give us all the details on some of their favorite dishes, and we'll also ask them about their professions and how they've changed over the years. Plus, we're also going to talk to Fred Olson, my old radio partner from the Hudson and Harrigan show, and that will no doubt produce more laughs because all those doctors and nurses at MD Anderson will tell you it's a medical fact. Laughter reduces stress. It lowers your blood pressure. It boosts your immune system. I looked all this stuff up. It actually improves the functions of your brain and heart, and it increases the number of killer cells that destroy tumors and viruses in our bodies. Laughter heals. It's good for you. So let's laugh. Oh, and don't worry, Mom. I'll try to act my age.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls. But not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
First-timer alert. Make welcome a guy I depend on quite a bit in my life, my trusted mechanic. It's Mark McElroy of Hope Automotive in Missouri City. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Fine, Randy. How about yourself?
Doing well. We're talking to at-home and backyard chefs today on the show, but we'll get to that part of Mark's life in just a few minutes. First of all, tell us, where were you born, reared, where'd you go to school, all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Born and raised in Houston, Texas. Went to school in Spring Branch School District. I've lived here my whole life and kind of grew up in the New Braunfels area a little bit in the summers and LaGrange in the summers from family farms and things. So just a native Houstonian that never left.
Ah, the vanishing breed. So how did you become a professional auto mechanic?
I did. That's the best part of the story. In 96, I needed a job. I had three kids and a wife to support, and I went to the bank and convinced them to loan me a bunch of money, and I bought some property and built a building. And I'm not good at fixing cars, but I'm real good at going, "I'm so sorry." So it works out good.
I've heard this story before somewhere.
Yeah.
So you got no formal training as an auto mechanic.
Zero.
And you don't actually fix the cars themselves. You just kind of run the shop. Is that right?
Correct.
Ah.
You know, you hire people that are good at that, and that's how that works. Now I know about cars through osmosis, and it was kind of a fun story. Three close friends, two family members and one close, my best friend came to me and said, "You know, we'd like you to do something, and we'd like to back you." I went, "Okay." And I had another good friend who owned a car repair shop, and he said, "Why don't you come work for me?" And I said, "No, I don't want to work for you. I've always worked for myself or people that I got along with real well that weren't good friends," and that's really not a good sign is when you, you know, go to work for somebody who's a good friend of yours. So anyway,
yeah.
He said, "Well, I'll show you how to do a shop." I said, "Okay." And that's how it kind of got started.
Wow. You know, it's been my experience that experience is the best teacher for some jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine running a repair shop is much the same way. Am I right?
It is. It's the first time I've done retail. I've always done, you know, either construction or I worked at a wholesale places, but I've never really dealt with the public. And at first, that was a little bit eye-opener. I have such a deep respect for the people that work at the return booth at the major chain stores because sometimes the public's a little bit rough.
Yeah, yeah. So your son also works with you there at Hope Automotive.
He does. Mark Jr. works here with me. He's been here probably about, I would say, 17 years, close to that.
Well, now, does he work on cars, or is he kind of like you? He just helps
run? He can. He does everything.
Ah.
I use him inside, but, yeah, he's the backup guy and the go-to guy when I need help outside in the shop. And but he's good at with the public. They love him. You know, hopefully it won't be too much longer where I can say, "Here it is. I'm retiring. It's all yours. And pay me for staying at home."
Well, now, my dad was an automotive genius. Now, by that I mean he was the NCO in charge of the machine shop for General George Patton's armored division in World War II.
Wow.
So he actually repaired tanks and things like that. However, I must emphasize, none of that, I mean absolutely none of that knowledge and skill was passed down to me.
Filtered down.
No. So I have learned to leave such things to Mark and Jr. at Hope Automotive, and they've never let me down over the years. So they come very highly recommended.
I appreciate that.
You're on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And I ask this question of seasoned professionals all the time because the answers I get are always fascinating. You've obviously been in the auto repair business for decades. So how has the industry changed since you started so many years ago?
You have to be, they're really called technicians for a reason. You know, they used to be called mechanics. Now they're technicians. You have to be so knowledgeable in computers and electrical. My guys go to school probably 2-3 times a month for classes to update on the new things. Everything's computerized, which really makes it harder. For instance, if the back door won't open on your rear hatch, the problem could be in the radio because the computer will send a signal and it's called a CAN system, and it runs through the wires and it stops at different stations. One of those stations could be the issue behind that. So to trace and track things down is really, that's the trick. I mean, anybody can change parts, but to change the right part is where it comes in.
So it's a lot more than just switching out spark plugs and changing oil these days.
Yeah, I get a phone call once a week that says, my car needs a tune-up. Well, there's really no such thing as a tune-up.
Huh.
I go, is it running bad? Yeah, okay, well, that could be 50 things that are making it run bad. So the computer controls everything. So as far as adjusting carburetors, those days are gone. Timing, those days are gone. So.
And diagnostics back in the old days was kind of, let's just check this, and if it's not that, it's got to be that, and if it's not that, it's got to be this.
Correct.
But now it's all done by computers and all of that, right?
You have to have the latest scan tools, and you, yes, diagnostics is 100% by computers.
Well, one thing that doesn't change is a man's got to eat.
There you go.
And Mark is not only a Cracker Jack car mechanic, technician, sorry, he also likes to cook. In fact, I found this out one day when I noticed he had a cooking competition trophy prominently displayed in the showroom of Hope Automotive. So tell us how you got that trophy, Mark.
That was a little difficult. There's a cooking team that would like me to sponsor, so they said, you've been coming to our booth for free for all these years. It's time you got in on it. I went, okay. So I got with another friend of mine, and we just, you pay him a bunch of money, and then when it's all over with, you get a trophy.
So you didn't actually do any of their cooking?
I didn't do the actual cooking. No, they knew better than to let me do that.
I see.
I kind of got into the whole barbecue outdoor cooking thing when I got a good grill one year. A friend of mine said, oh, you got to buy this really good grill. And it really makes a difference. You can tell because it's made to cook instead of just put together and, you know, you throw your hamburgers in there. So since then, I think I'm up to four or five. If I can say the name, it's the Webers.
Sure.
And I like them because they're a family-owned company, just like me, and their warranty is unbelievable. Something breaks, you call them up, and 2 days later, it's sitting on your front porch, the part.
And, gee, you do know how to install a few parts, don't you?
I do.
So you have four or five cookers. What are they specifically?
I've got their gas grill. It's a 600 series. It's got six burners in the front of it, and it's got the, I call them a hand warmer, but most people call them the side burner. That's what you, it's good for frying the shrimp.
Ah.
And the other good part about it is, cooking outside, being a guy, there's nothing to clean up that much.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can throw the extra whatever it is out in the crumbs in the backyard and wipe off the top or hose it down and you're done.
Yeah.
I have Weber gas, two Weber charcoal grills. That's a little more work, but it's a lot more fun on when you have nothing major pressing and you're not in a hurry. Charcoal's really the fun way to go. And then I have my favorite grill. It's called a Park grill. I don't know if you've ever been to Herman Park or all Orlando Park in New Braunfels. They got these grills that aren't very big. They're on a post.
Uh-huh.
And that's my funnest one because if I'm cooking hamburgers, I use that. And everybody goes, well, you got this big monstrosity over here and these other, why are you using that one? It just reminds me of growing up when you went to the park and cooked on the Park grill.
So what are some of your favorite recipes?
I'm probably best at, or my favorite at eating at, is bacon wrapped dove.
Ooh.
This is dove season, and I was father-son hunt every year down in Cotulla, Texas, and so I've learned from the cooks there what they like, how they like to do it, and it's not that complicated. You breast out the dove, you put a jalapeno and an onion, and you bacon wrap them. But I have a little trick where I like to put cream cheese in the middle of it, mainly because it makes everything stick together when you're building it, and it adds a little bit more flavor to it. And then the trick is to really grill them really hot and constantly turn them, and they come out great.
Oh, so you're one of those guys that likes to play with the meat. But see, my wife always slaps my hand and goes, stop that. Just leave it alone.
No, I can't do that.
Nah, I can't either. After all, this is my baby, right?
Right.
Well, that's great. This has been my buddy Mark McElroy. He's a backyard chef extraordinary, but he also owns and operates Hope Automotive near Murphy Road and Lexington Boulevard in Missouri City. What's your phone number there at the shop, Mark, so people can call you?
Sure. It's 281-499-0441. We're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6.
Do you have a website?
I do, hopeautomotive.com.
And we thank you for your time, and I'll tell you what, I'll see you the next time I need an oil change, all right?
I appreciate it, Randy. Have a great weekend.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
First-timer alert. Say hello to Diane Krause, who helped me with my book, Houston's Morning Show, The True Story of Hudson and Harrigan. Hi, Diane. How are you?
Hello, Randy. I am doing great.
We'll start out with where were you born, where were you raised, where'd you go to school, all that kind of thing.
Okay. I was born and raised in a lovely little town called Graham, Texas, and it is about 90 miles straight west of Fort Worth.
Uh-huh.
Very small town, still a very small town to this day, but just great place to grow up. We didn't have all the fancy restaurants. We did have some Dairy Queens, but the favorite was the Dairy King, which made great hamburgers, and vanilla cream Dr. Pepper, which was my favorite.
Well, we'll get to food here in a minute. Where'd you go to college?
I ultimately finished my degree at the University of Houston, which is where I met my husband and have been here ever since.
Now, I mentioned Diane helped me with my book, Houston's Morning Show, The True Story of Hudson and Harrigan. You can find that on Amazon. And I even did an Audible version, audiobook. If nothing else, I've at least learned how to plug a book on the radio over the years.
There you go.
So start out by telling us, what do you do or did you do in the literary industry?
I did primarily freelance copy editing, and that was something I started doing. It was work that I enjoyed, and it was some work that allowed me to work from home, which I enjoy also. And I love books. I'm very passionate about books, and I love reading, hearing, absorbing myself in people's stories. So all of that appealed to me, and I've also, my joke with people is that editing was a way to use my kind of grammar Nazi tendencies to help people, not to hurt.
So, well, now, there may be several people in our audience who actually fancy themselves to be authors. So as a literary professional, what's your best advice to people who are thinking about writing a book of their own?
That they should do it. It's a big project, and I would say, and Randy, I think you would amen me on this, that it's a massive project. It's a lot of work.
Amen.
And it's a lot harder than it looks, I guess you might want to say.
People who say to me, boy, I've always wanted to write a book, and I say, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
That is true. But at the same time, though, when you look at that finished product, aren't you glad that you did it?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yes.
So what's the biggest mistake people make when they're trying to write a book?
I would say maybe not knowing that some, as you're referring to as literary professionals, can come in even on the writing phase of it and help you so that it's a little easier when you get to the production side of it.
You've been in the literary industry for a lot of years now. How has it changed?
Well, you know, I don't have experience with what we refer to as the traditional publishing route, which is going and pitching to agents. And so I really don't have direct experience with that. But I came into it about the time that self-publishing was really growing. And at the time I came in, self-publishing actually got a pretty bad rap. It was criticized because there were a lot of people really doing a very sloppy job of it. So I guess the way I have seen it changed in the time I've been involved is just how the quality of self-publishing has grown and how many people really that I know who are making a full-time living writing and self-publishing their own books. They're making full careers of it, and I think it's fabulous to see.
Today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is focused on at-home or backyard chefs, because, candidly, our listeners have told me over and over again they actually prefer to hear amateur cooks over the professionals.
Yay!
So from our many hours working together on my book, I know you like to play around in the kitchen. Give us a couple of recipes you especially enjoy creating.
You know, when you and I first talked about this, honestly, it was so hard for me to try and narrow it down because I have such a passion for cooking, and I grew up in a family of cooks, of women who made everything from scratch. So that's the way I was raised. And I've been cooking all my life. And I think I was in junior high when I got in the kitchen and experimented with, I decided to tackle a souffle. So, you know, it's just been part of me, and it's always been part of my life. And I love cooking. And when you and I talked about it, one of my very favorite recipes, one that's very near and dear to my heart, is overnight caramel pecan rolls. And this is a recipe that my dear friend Cindy Bowman shared with me. And she makes them every Christmas Eve. And they get prepared, and then they go in the refrigerator overnight. where they do a little bit of rising. And then on Christmas morning, you take them out and set them out on the counter while you're opening gifts or whatever your tradition is. And they finish rising, and then you put them in the oven, and they make a wonderful Christmas morning sweet cinnamon roll treat.
And you even told me a story about your daughter freaking out one year when she didn't think she was going to get them.
Yes. The tradition has been, because Cindy and I live next door to one another. We bought a piece of land, built houses next door to one another, along with our husbands. We didn't do it ourselves. But, Cindy and I share a deep love of cooking. We cook the same things. We cook the same way. We grew up with a lot of the same types of recipes. And she and I also share a love of the same sorts of books. So Cindy and I bond over the couple of the things that are very important to me. So Cindy would always make these, and she's a very generous cook as well. So through the years, the tradition became that Cindy would get in and make these rolls, and she would always prepare a pan for our family. So somebody from her house would show up on Christmas Eve and bring this pan of rolls. And one year when my daughter was in college, she came home, and that particular year, Cindy and her family had gone to Maryland to visit their extended family for Christmas. And my daughter had a little panic moment because all of a sudden it occurred to her that Cindy was out of town and would not be showing up with rolls. And my daughter Caroline could not imagine Christmas morning without them. So we made a slight change of plans, and we just dove in the kitchen and made our own.
Well, now we've talked about the kitchen, but what about the backyard? Do you and your husband enjoy cooking outdoors? And which one of you does the cooking?
We do enjoy cooking outdoors, and we love grilling. And I do a lot of grilling during the summertime just so that we're not heating up the kitchen, like a lot of people in Houston, I suppose. So we do enjoy that. We keep two, I guess you would sort of call them grills. We have a cheapy gas grill that we keep just for quick grilling. But a number of years ago, we set aside money and went and bought my husband a Big Green Egg.
Ah.
So we also have a Big Green Egg at our house, which is a prized possession. So he's pretty much in charge of the Big Green Egg. I do know how to use it, but I typically have to ask permission before I can. And sometimes it has to be supervised, even though I really do know how to operate it. So the Big Green Egg is probably his territory, but if we're doing practical cooking on the grill, that's usually me.
Well, now you mentioned bacon-wrapped pork skewers. Are they cooked outside or inside?
They are cooked outside, and they're really better done outside. I think one time in a pinch I did them on the stovetop, and combination of stovetop and the broiler, but they're definitely better outside.
So tell us about them.
It's a recipe that came from my favorite cooking magazine, and they're really a fairly simple recipe, but one of the most delicious things I've ever eaten. And it's basically just pork tenderloins, and you cut them into thick slices. So when you look at them, they look like a filet mignon, basically. So you're cutting them a couple of inches thick.
Hmm.
And you wrap those pork pieces in bacon. And you just overlap them, because then once these are prepared and assembled, they get put onto skewers. So you can put three or four of them on a heavy-duty metal skewer, because they are kind of heavy. And then you make a homemade chimichurri sauce, which is made basically with parsley, some garlic, black pepper, red pepper flakes, a little bit of salt, some olive oil, a little bit of vinegar, and some water. And you puree that. So then you grill the pork skewers, and while they're grilling, you baste them with this chimichurri sauce. And then you reserve a little bit to put on the top of it when you serve them.
Wow.
They're delicious.
I have no doubt. This has been my good friend and book editor, Diane Krause. Thanks for coming on the show, Diane.
Thank you for having me, Randy. I enjoyed it. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
It's time to laugh, and when it's time to laugh, there's only one person I turn to in my life to get my giggles. It's Jim Bob Jumpman. No. It's Fred Olson, my old buddy from the Hudson and Harrigan Show. How you doing, Part?
You know, some days I just want to be Jim Bob, and I just think it's so much easier to go, do what?
Exactly. Of course, laughter in the Hudson and Harrigan Show was what Jim Bob was all about. So earlier in the monologue this morning, oddly enough, Fred, I was talking about the health benefits of laughter.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody just sent me a private message on Facebook, and I think you'll find this interesting. Listen to this. Research reveals that children laugh about 300 times a day, but adults only laugh 15 times a day. What does that tell you?
It tells you that as we get older, we get kind of closed down, doesn't it?
It tells me we could learn some lessons from our children. It takes me back to that old song, Teach Your Children Well, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Oh, teach your children well? Yes, yes.
And then you turn around at the end and say, teach your parents well. We parents could learn a lot from our children, couldn't we?
Well, I have my dog makes me laugh at least once or twice a day. Him alone, he's just such a squirrel, you know. And he's just crazy. And I look at him, I just have to laugh because he's so silly. But yeah, laughter's a good thing. And they say if you're feeling down, find a movie that made you laugh. Put it on.
You know, currently I am narrating a series of audiobooks for an author on the West Coast. His name is Michael Shulkins. And the series of books is Mark Twain on the Moon.
Cool.
You know, Mark Twain was fascinated with traveling to the moon. And so Samuel Clemens once said this. I think this is a great quote. When you laugh, your mind, body, and spirit change. There's wisdom in that.
Yeah, there is indeed. And we were blessed to have all those years of enjoying going to work and laughing at each other and with each other.
Yes, absolutely. You know, one of the things I personally miss is good TV comedy, like I Love Lucy, The Honeymooners, All in the Family, Cheers. And I know the younger generation really likes things like The Office and 30 Rock and Parks and Rec, but I don't think those shows live up to MASH or Seinfeld, do you?
Well, it's about, you know, culture, about writing. There's nothing like a great story.
Mm-hmm.
And we try really hard to find things to binge watch and things that people come in all this high acclaim and, oh, it's, you know, 9 out of 10 on IMDb, and you watch it and go, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could sit through it for 28 hours. I just don't think so. But it's, you know, just times change, and I'm not going to be a dinosaur and say, you know, it's got to be like it was. But I get it. I mean, you look at really quality writing, great writing, whether it's comedic or whether it's just, again, a good story. Because, look, movies are trying hard to regurgitate the past.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing new. I mean, there's not a new concept, really.
Right.
Especially like the Avengers and all that stuff. And,
ooh, look at Magnum P.I. They're even trying to revive Magnum P.I.
But I will rave about a movie. I will rave about it. And it's a Tom Cruise movie, which I seldom rave about. But the new Mission Impossible is wonderful. But strap yourself in. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes of a roller coaster. And,
Wow. Man,
you better get a big bucket of popcorn. That it's well written, well acted, and I highly recommend that if you like action.
Well, Cindy and I watch a lot of crime dramas and these reenactment crime shows.
Sure.
But we don't watch the traditional over-the-air TV networks like ABC, CBS, NBC. They're just too rapid-fire. You know, they cram the plot and the dialogue into 47 minutes and wrap it up with a pretty bow and a happy ending, and we'll see you next week.
And they all look alike.
Yeah.
They're all really kind of the same because, well, I know they got 2 minutes left to find the murderer. But, you know, you talk about some of that. I haven't binge-watched The Wire. Didn't you and Cindy say that was good?
Yeah, very good. Very good. Right up there with Game of Thrones and House of Cards before Kevin Spacey got into trouble.
Well, there's that, yes.
But the other one that I really like is The Americans. Have you watched that yet, Fred?
I've watched it a bit. For some reason, I just got kind of muddled for me. I don't know why. But Bosch, if you haven't seen Bosch.
Oh, yeah, great show, yeah.
Oh, man, well, it's Michael Connelly, man. It's good stuff.
And then there's another great show on called The Crown. Have you watched that?
Yeah, I've been through that. I like history, like that reality thing.
Well, if you like that, then you will also like Victoria, which is about Queen Victoria, her great-grandmother.
Saw that one, too.
Yeah, yep. Great show. Love history. Fantastic.
Yeah, but there's some crazy stuff. What do we, you know, we started The Hand of God last night, and I'm going, no, this is not The Hand of God.
I've seen The Hand of God, and this ain't it.
Then we watched Goliath. First season was good with Billy. What's his name?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton Jolie. That's right. And then, but season two was so crazy. It was like, what happened to the writers in that between season one and season two?
I did enjoy it, though. Even season two, I liked it. I'll tell you another one that I really like, Man in the High Castle.
Haven't seen that yet, but I understand the gist of the plot.
Well, now let me stop you right there, bud, because when you first start watching it, you're going to think this is alternative history. But when you do a little research into the guy who wrote the book, Man in the High Castle, you find out he was a science fiction writer.
Oh, really?
And it's not really about alternative history. It's about an alternate universe.
Ooh.
Really good show.
Okay. Well, there's Counterpart, which is kind of an alternative universe, too. Alternative
mm-hmm.
universe. So, yeah, we could do an hour just on TV and movies.
Yeah, well, we've almost already done that. So I'll admit I enjoy a radio show called The Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. They've got these two guys who are really hilarious. Oh, wait, that's us, isn't it? So let's just talk about funny food or just plain old everyday food. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that a lot of our dedicated listeners prefer to hear interviews with at-home chefs or backyard chefs over the professionals because amateurs don't just assume that everybody knows and understands certain cooking techniques or things like that. And at-home or backyard cooks go into greater details.
Right.
So today, that's the gist of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, backyard chefs, at-home chefs.
Okay.
What new dishes have you tried lately outdoors or indoors?
Okay, I do this thing that is so good. I actually got it from the Pioneer Woman. But man, it is so good. It's braised beef ribs.
Ooh.
Partner, it is so easy to make. We actually had a dinner party for some friends. You know, you take all the friends who invite you over and you haven't invited them all yet, and then you have one big party.
Yeah.
Okay, you all have to come over here now. So we did that, and I made up like 16. I had to use the biggest skillet we have. Pioneer Women put together. It's so simple.
Well, tell us about it, because I've always heard beef ribs are really hard to do and get tender.
No. These are those, you know, those short beef, short ribs, right? The big ones, thick ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you dredge them in a little bit of flour, and then you brown them. And I can't really go through the whole thing right now, but some carrot and some onion, some red wine, all that alcohol burns off, so it gives you a real nice, rich texture. You have some, they say prosciutto, but we don't have prosciutto when it comes to the idea. We got bacon. So there's some of that, and I tell you, you cook it for 2.5 hours at about 350, it just knock you out. Man, it's good. There's a lot of gravy with it, and I take that gravy out, and rather than leave it kind of chunky, because you can leave it very country and chunky,
mm-hmm.
get that and blend that down to it's a nice, a much thicker consistency, and over mashed potatoes, it will set you free. It is so good.
Well, didn't you just get a new cooker?
Well, I got the smoker.
Yeah.
And I made some ribs a few weeks ago. I put the ribs on for a couple hours. Over hickory, and then I finished them on charcoal, because I still like ribs on offset on charcoal for some reason. The charcoal doesn't really ever flavor it, even though mesquite charcoal doesn't flavor it. It simply is a different kind of heat, but I finished them that way, and then I make up my barbecue sauce with a lot of chipotle and garlic, and bang.
And I wanted to talk just a minute about your upcoming vacation. You and Bev going to Jackson Hole in Wyoming, right?
Yes. Love that place. Love to get up at altitude. There's a clarity to it for me. I don't know what it is. And I like the rivers and the streams. That's kind of how I was raised as a kid out in Oregon. So I kind of like, being up high.
Yeah.
A lot of people like the beach, which is fine. I did that for a long time. But we go to the mountains. We both love to see the animals. And it'll be elk running around. And, of course, bears. There was a big bear attack up at Yellowstone recently.
I heard about that. Yeah, but Jackson Hole is where they have the Silver Dollar Bar, and then there's that steakhouse right across the street from the town square, the Million Dollar Cowboy Steakhouse. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I've got a few favorites here, and I'm going to definitely enjoy that.
Well, have fun, bud. It's time to rustle up a mess of homemade pancakes for breakfast, so I got to go. To paraphrase the most interesting man in the world, don't just stay thirsty, my friend. Stay funny, okay? Because it's good for you.
You know, one of my favorite lines that he ever did when that was it, he said, "I once ran a marathon because it was on my way."
Safe travels, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Keep laughing.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.